Big 8, CKLW. All hits, all the time.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. 'Cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry. 'Cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my lovin' on the run.
Song in Detroit called 298-88.
I will serenade you all along the way. I will serenade you anywhere you say. I'll take you to the country. I'll take you to the shore. Show you my garden, I know you make it grow. If you let me serenade you, know that's what you come for. But I will serenade you. I'll wake you in the morning. I'm your sunrise.
707. This is Mickey Shore, good buddy. Laying a heavy jams on you for Dave Schaefer Monday morning, the last morning of 1973. And don't you dare forget. Now, don't you dare forget. Tomorrow morning, the very fast-rising astrologer Loretta Hampton will be right here at CKLW. She will be answering your phone calls. Now, the information I want you to try to get yourself together so that you can find out what she believes is going to happen for you in 74, you don't have to give her your name even. Can you dig it? You don't even have to give her your name. Give her your birthday, where you were born, and if possible, give Loretta the time that you were born. And that lady going to tell you some things. Loretta going to say some things about you that are going to astound you. Honey, she's liable to tell you that you're getting married.
It's the morning of your life.
We've got something very special for you. It's the CKLW Bridal Fair, February 16th and 17th at the Community Arts Building at the State Fairgrounds. It's all about love and marriage, with prizes, displays, fashion shows, everything for the bride-to-be.
It's the morning of your life.
If you're a new bride or a bride-to-be, don't miss Bridal Fair, coming soon.
CKLW!
Watch out, JP, because Dave Schaefer coming back day after tomorrow.
Boys, what don't look like, don't feel like, but is an economy car. You guys are pretty smart for musicians. But if you're really smart, you get out of here and you go downtown and get you one of them.
Let's go right now.
Well, now, wait a minute. Hold it. You got to play me a little music first. Well, so much for the music. But if you're smart as these musician friends, you go down and you get you one of them 1974 Chevy Vega GTs for yourself. And while you're doing that, I'll get me a new band.
We're a drugstore and a whole lot more.
Cunningham's 21.
Just 12 cents. Cunningham's cuts the price on Coda Color 126 prints to just 12 cents plus processing. You get big 3.5-inch square borderless prints, just 12 cents. Beautifully silk finished to resist fingerprints, just 12 cents. The lowest price in town at Cunningham's, a drugstore, and a whole lot more.
And a whole lot more weather, good buddy, so you better take it to Pavolia, New Year's Eve. Yeah, snow flurries. Traveler's warnings are posted. Snow flurries will continue through tomorrow, a high today of 23, low tonight a half a dozen degrees above. Even colder on New Year's Day. Cleveland is 28, Toledo 18, and in the Motor City, it is currently 20.
CKLW!
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. Around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time.
CKLW 715, here's Ringo, you're 16, beautiful, trouble.
You come on like a dream, peaches and green, like strawberry wine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine,
all mine.
You're all ribbons and curls. Ooh, what a girl, eyes that sparkle and shine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine,
all mine, mine, mine.
You're my baby. My hand, my heart went pause.
KLW, 17 cups of coffee after 7 o'clock. You call your good buddy here in Windsor at 258-800-00.
This is your song. Yes, I'm telling the world there's no living without you. Couldn't be wrong, 'cause I wake up every morning thinking about you. When I'm looking at you, I can feel something so real. Loving you madly, needing you badly. This is your song. From the hills of my heart there's a melody playing. Couldn't be wrong. From the way that I feel, I think I'll be swaying. Is the wind, so am I. Still in all we both try to make it together. Make or break it together. Every day there's something that you say that makes me want to stay. You're a home for a poem that's a long time coming. This is your song. Very soon you're tuned that the whole world's humming. Is the wind, so am I. Still it all we both try to make it together. Make a way together.
It's 7:20. This is Byron McGregor, CKLW 2020 News. A police board of inquiry will investigate this one. A 31-year-old Detroit police rookie was putting his gun away while visiting friends when it went off accidentally and hit a friend in the neck. The victim was dead on arrival at hospital. Officer Enzel Cuspart had been in the force only 5 months. Meantime, it's another case of knock, knock, who's there? And the answer was death for a 67-year-old man.
67-year-old Willie Camber of 3502 Sheridan answered a knock at his door and two men pulled guns and announced a holdup. One of the men struck Camber on the head and took $23 from his wife. The two then fled out of the back door. When officers arrived, they followed footprints in the fresh fallen snow to a house on Townsend where one suspect was arrested.
Sergeant Fred Williams adding that although this year has seen Detroit record a record 745 murders, he's looking for something better next year.
I'd like to think the first 100-day program of the new mayor really get rolling, because if those programs that he has enunciated get started, I think you're going to see a different Detroit, and it's going to be a better Detroit. I think this is what we need. We need a little bit of togetherness and a little bit of brotherly love.
Light snow continues to fall in the metropolitan area, making side streets treacherous. The freeway system is mainly wet, but look out for the entrance ramps and overpasses. The inbound flow in the lodge is heavy. Stop and go in both directions of the Southfield and Ford through the interchanges. Police report many minor accidents this morning, so please use caution. Topside, no unusual accidents or tie-ups, and Windsor conditions are mainly clear. American motorists who fought long lines at service stations during the Christmas and New Year's weekends will soon face longer lines for less gasoline. That's according to a Nixon administration source. He says the gas
gasoline shortage will really make itself felt by the last part of January and mid-February. Meantime, the energy crisis is hitting home in other areas. Michigan Welfare Director Bernard Houston says auto layoffs alone could force the state into paying up to $25 million in extra unemployment benefits.
I'm not sure how long the layoffs are for, how long the unemployment benefits may accommodate and keep people off of public assistance. If the general situation is as it appears, and if the GM strike is any analogy, we're talking about $20, $25 million.
50 families living in Fort Huron's south side were forced to evacuate their homes late yesterday following derailment of a railroad tanker filled with more than 33,000 gallons of liquid butane. Workers used a 200-ton hoist to lift that car very gingerly. Residents were allowed to return home last night. The cause of the derailment still is not known. It's the last day in the year, and one man who definitely won't forget what the last 12 months have brought is President Nixon.
1973 has possibly been the worst year of Richard Nixon's life. It saw his presidential popularity and personal credibility plummet. And pure hell is Mr. Nixon's own description of what the year's Watergate revelations alone put him through. 1973 saw other major presidential problems. Among them, continuing high inflation, rising unemployment, predictions of a nearing recession, the energy crisis, another Mideast war, and the apparent disintegration of the Vietnam peace agreement.
This week's hotline cash winner is Randy Gibson of Detroit, who is first with word of a triple slaying that has baffled homicide investigators so far. Remember, when news breaks near you, we'd like to know about it at 254-CKLW at Windsor or 961-NEWS in Detroit. Tomorrow morning, we'll announce the recipient of the $1,000 annual award for the best news tip of 1973. CKLW News Time 724.
Really spearmint gum, gum, gum. Really spearmint gum. Gum, gum, Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
Carry the big fresh flavor wherever you go, whatever you do. It's the finest pack of flavor wherever you go, whatever you do.
Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
Carry it with
gum.
You.
Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
The big
gum,
fresh flavor.
Gum. Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
Carry it with
gum.
You.
Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
The big fresh flavor.
Flavor this big shouldn't be left behind. So wherever you go, carry a pack of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. That way you'll never be without its big, fresh, clean flavor. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Carry the big, fresh flavor wherever you go, whatever you do. It's the finest spearmint flavor. The great Wrigley taste, delicious to chew.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Carry it with
gum.
You.
Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
The big fresh flavor.
Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
CKLW Sports. Here's Joe Donovan.
Larry Zonka looked more like a battering ram than a football player as he bowled and bruised his way through the Oakland Raiders for three touchdowns and 117 yards rushing. Zonka was Miami's secret weapon as the Dolphins trounced the Raiders 27-10 to win the AFC Championship. Oakland was concentrating on keeping the outside running game contained, so Zonka was free to bust his way up the middle. The all-pro fullback credits quarterback Bob Greasy, which with much of the success of the Dolphins' ground game.
Bob Greasy's kind of the old-school quarterback. He's, I'd say, one of the few quarterbacks around that has a complete understanding of the running game. He spends almost as much time on the running game, if not as much time on the running game, as he does on the passing game, and this pays off. He's always willing to listen to what the backs have to say, the offensive line has to say in between the plays. He seems to become very involved in the running game, and when he finds a play that works,
meantime, Minnesota was humbling Dallas by an identical 27-10 margin as Frank Tarkenton shook off some more of the loser image which had plagued him for several years. Despite his personal quarterbacking skills, Tarkenton had never led a team into the playoffs until now, and he finds winning the big games an incomparable experience.
It's a happy time, and it's a great victory, but I've had a lot of great victories. You know, I really have over the years, and I've been very fortunate in that. We've won a lot of big games, and we've won a lot of important games over the years, and
the Dolphins and Vikings will battle in the Super Bowl January 13th. In NHL action, the Red Wings topped Atlanta 4-2 as Marcel Dion got a pair of goals. Elsewhere, Toronto got by Chicago 4-3. The Rangers topped Minnesota 4-3. Boston blasted California 8-1. And Philadelphia got by Buffalo 5-4. The Pistons got their first victory of the year over the Milwaukee Bucks, and did it the hard way, coming from behind on Milwaukee's home court, 98-91. Dave Bing had 22 points. Bob Lanier put in 20. CKLW, first in the Motor City with 2020 News.
Hey, everybody, this is your bass man. I want
hey, man.
You to join me.
Isn't it about time that somebody finally put together a collection of songs that we really dig? Well, you know what I mean, the groups and records that made the 50s. And they're all here. The Passions, the Shells, the Doves, Clyde McFadden, the Students, the Fabulous Platters, the Tokens. These are the only real sounds of the 50s, like you and I remember them. An unbelievable collection of 72 great hits, and all for only $9.98 plus COD. 72 original sounds, and 4 big albums for only $9.98 plus COD. Who's there to get yours, man?
Call 778-3102 or write to 72 Hits of the 50s, CKLW Radio, Windsor, Ontario, or Box 8, Detroit, Michigan. Pay the postman $9.98 for the records or $16.95 for tapes. COD charges are extra. Money-back guarantee from Jukebox Records. That number again is 778-3102. Motor City weather. Traveler's advisory posted. Snow flurries through tomorrow. High today 23. Low tonight 6 above. Even colder on New Year's Day. The current temperature 21 degrees. Sarnia 17. Cleveland 28. Toledo 18. For 2020 News, this is Byron McGregor.
CKLW, Mickey Shore percolating for Ski Bum Schaefer at 728. Back up that calendar, Marvin Gaye. Sing that old song, good buddy. Sing that song. Hit
well,
that note.
I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day.
Baby.
And I'd be doggone if I wouldn't bring you my pay.
Baby.
But if I ever caught you running around, blowing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I'd be long gone.
If
you ever let that spring turn cold, then I wouldn't be gone. Hey, 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 I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Oh, I wouldn't be gone. Baby, I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Now, did you hear me? Well, now what I say? Oh, believe me. Well, every woman should try to be whatever her man wants her to be. And I don't want much, all I want from you is for you to be true to me. I'll be doggone if love ain't a man's best friend. Oh, baby. And I'll be doggone if you ain't the loving end. If I ever found out that you're no good, then I wouldn't be so
gone.
I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Well, I wouldn't be so
gone.
I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
CKLW dead center and up to 52 minutes of hit music on a single hour of the Dave Schaefer Show. Here's Stevie Wonder.
A boy's born in hard time Mississippi, surrounded by four walls that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours, and you can bet he barely makes a dollar. His mother goes to scrub the floors for Mindy, and you best believe she hardly gets a penny. Living just enough for the city.
KLW, Mickey Shore, New Year's Eve, and for Dave Schaefer at 7:34. You got to holler at me if you want to hear it. 298, 8822 in Detroit. 258, 8000 in Windsor. Give me a call here.
How was I to know when I first met you? All the changes I'd be going through, as helpless as a bird caught in your hurricane and falling into your love.
Mickey Shore for Dave Schaefer here. Join him.
He was sitting in the lounge of the Empire Hotel. He was drinking for diversion. He was thinking for himself. A little money riding on the maple leaves. Along comes a lady in lacy sleeves. Bottle has some last.
KLW 739. This is Mickey Shore, your good buddy, taking it Pavoli on behalf of Dave, who's out ski bumming. Schaefer will be back with you day after tomorrow. This is our last show for 1973. Tomorrow will be our last show for 1974. And hey, don't forget, good buddy, Loretta Hampton, the astrologer, will be with us tomorrow morning, and she will attempt to forecast your own personal future for 1974. Now, here's the information she's going to need. You're going to be able to call her and actually talk to Loretta Hampton, the astrologer, here at CKLW. She would like to know the day, you know, your birthday, and then she would like to know as close as possible to where you were born. If you don't know that, you're in trouble. Don't just say in a hospital. And then tell her, if you know, tell her as close as you can to the time you were born, and she will reveal some things about you and your personality going to scare you. I mean, going to literally just frightulate you, I'm telling you. 740. Boron weather forecast, tonight's low 6 degrees.
As a service to motorists who have come to depend on Boron Premium with Double Ice Guard for worry-free winter driving, Boron Premium with Double Ice Guard is available as usual this winter at Boron stations, and it's guaranteed as usual. No carburetor icing, no fuel line freeze-up, or Boron pays your tow. Boron Premium with Double Ice Guard. We'd like you to use it, but we'd like you to use it wisely.
Take it, Pavoli, on that driving machine, good buddy, because the traveler's advisory is posted. Snow flurries through tomorrow, a high today of 23, low tonight 6 above, even colder tomorrow on New Year's Day. Cleveland 28, Toledo 18, and the Motor City it's currently 20.
CKLW!
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. Clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen.
I'm on the top of the world again, down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
In the leaves on the trees and the touch of the breeze, there's a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. All I
love. Help me spare
7:47, Monday morning, the last morning of 1973. Hey, tomorrow morning, good buddy, the first morning of 74, Loretta Hampton, the famous astrologer, will be right here at CKLW, going to rap with you on a phone, tell you what might happen to you in 1974. So you take it to Voya, but call her and talk to her, because she won't want to talk to you. She might frighten you, might scare you, lover.
Thank you.
7:50. This is Byron McGregor, CKLW 2020 News. Police are hopping in Detroit with a rash of minor accidents due to the light snow that continues to fall. For more on the freeway system, here's Nancy Rickey at the AAA.
Motors will encounter some patches of ice and snow on metropolitan Detroit main roads and freeways this morning, but salt trucks are out now. Side streets are all snow-covered and caution should be used. I-75 has scattered slippery spots from Monroe to Pontiac, but it's generally clear and dry to the north.
Right now, conditions are stop and go on the south field through the interchange and bumper to bumper on the westbound Ford from Maras to the interchange. In Windsor, conditions are beginning to get heavy on the westbound main thoroughfares. 6 to 8 inches of snow has dumped over the northeast Ohio area overnight. Now roads in and out of the city of Cleveland are slick and snow-covered, many of them yet unplowed or salted. Cleveland Traffic Commissioner Henry DeBertston says that based on the past experience, the winter's first major snowfall in Cleveland will probably slow up morning rush hour traffic at least for a couple of hours. A 67-year-old Detroit man has been shot and killed by two gun-toting thugs who knocked on the front door of his home at 3502 Sheridan, then shot him in the head when he answered. Police say robbery was the motive. They cleaned out his pockets for a measly $23. One of the men was arrested a short time later. Meanwhile, an off-duty Detroit police officer was removing his gun when it went off accidentally, hitting his friend in the neck. That victim was dead on arrival at hospital. At police headquarters downtown, Sergeant Fred Williams reveals to 2020 News that he's looking for a better year in 74.
I think people are starting to become more and more aware that these things can happen, and I think it's getting across that a lot of these killings are between people that know each other, and I've been doing some research, and we're getting ready to get a book together, too, that'll be coming out sometime next year on the phenomenon of homicide.
So far this year, Detroit has recorded 745 homicides with just over 16 hours left in 1973. More than 50 Fort Huron families are back in their homes this morning after being evacuated last night when a 30,000-gallon tanker rolled off those tracks. That freight car was loaded with butane fuel, and it took a 200-ton crane to get it back on the tracks. A Chicago gasoline station has been closed by a federal court for charging $10.05 for 5 gallons of gasoline, a rabbit's foot, and a blank for the last will and testament. Newsman Don Huber is watching that Windy City service station from a nearby phone booth.
The station was closed and deserted this morning. But in a window, there was one sign which gave me an indication of how the station got in trouble. That sign read, "Free Gasoline." That was in large letters. In much smaller letters were the words, "With the purchase of do-it-yourself will forms and designated items."
In Michigan, the auto layoffs resulting from the energy crisis are causing grave concern for State Welfare Director Bernard Houston, who explains that state coffers may dry up unless new jobs are found and fast.
I think there can be little question but what, if they continue as they appear to be, and there's continuation of this type of layoff, that it's going to impact very severely. The aid to dependent children for unemployed is going to be the first to feel it. The general assistance is going to be next. And unquestionably, it's going to make it very difficult.
Officials at the downtown Detroit USO Servicemen's Club say they're closing its doors for good tonight after 32 years of service in the Motor City. Officials blame the closing on a lack of money and a lack of servicemen. Israeli troops are on a maximum alert today against Arab attack as the people of the Jewish state vote in the most crucial election of the nation's 25-year history. 6,000 ballot boxes are set up from the Syrian front on the Golan Heights to the Israeli enclave on the west bank of the Suez Canal. The early turnout of voters was reported light. The military command reports several bursts of small arms fire from Egyptian forces along the Suez front as the voting began, but a spokesman said no Israelis were hit. The Syrian front is reported very quiet at this hour. When you're there and news breaks, let us in on it at 254-CKLW at Windsor, 961-NEWS in Detroit. Tomorrow, we'll announce the winner of the 1973 $1,000 recipient. CKLW News Time, 7:54.
Excuse me, have you ever heard of a product called Gulfstream?
Gulfstream? Is that some kind of new swimming pool that one of the companies is putting out?
Why, that's the gasoline I put in my car.
That's a nice name, and the product must be good.
Yes, Gulfstream is a detergent.
It's a boat.
Vacuum cleaner.
Or humidifier, or...
Golf club in South Carolina?
The bicycle. I would say that would be a good answer.
Some people think Gulfstream is gasoline. Some think it's a soap. Some don't know what it is. Now, really, we thought everybody knew that Gulfstream is the name of our natural gas water heater. And we thought everybody knew that Gulfstream provides hot water when you need it, fast. And we hope everybody knows that natural gas means a cleaner environment, because it's a clean-burning fuel. If you didn't know, now you do. So remember, Gulfstream, it's a gas.
What a hater.
CKLW Sports. Here's Joe Donovan.
The Dolphins and Vikings are just one step away from the pinnacle of pro football success after routing their opponents by identical 27-10 scores in the AFC and NFC title games. Miami ripped Oakland, a team which had upset the Dolphins earlier this year, with the inside running of Larry Zonka, the outside running of Mercury Morris, and the play of the Dolphins' no-name defense. Zonka scored 3 touchdowns, a title game record. Minnesota will be making its first trip to the Super Bowl since 1970, and the architect of the big victory over Dallas was quarterback Fran Tarkenton. The veteran signal caller played near perfect football, and he tossed a 54-yard scoring bomb to wide receiver John Gilliam. That TD signaled the Cowboys' doom. Minnesota coach Bud Grant explains the play that sent Gilliam out to catch the long one.
We'd run some plays, you know, out to our right, throwing out to Foreman, throwing out to other people on the right side. So we moved Gilly out on the left, and then he just ran a rainbow pattern down the middle, feeling that if Francis could get the ball down there, he could outrun their coverage.
When Alex Delvecchio put together the line of Marcel Dion, Henry Boucher, and Doug Roberts, it was strictly a fourth line and presumably the bottom of the barrel, so to speak. However, that line came through again last night as Roberts scored a goal and Dion had 2 as the Red Wings mopped up Atlanta 4-2. Although the Wings are now back to 3 lines, that Boucher-Roberts-Dion combination is staying intact. Elsewhere, Toronto got by Chicago 4-3. The Rangers nipped Minnesota 4-3. Boston bombed California 8-1. And Philadelphia got by Buffalo 5-4. Bob Lanier scored 20 points. Dave Bing had 22 as the Pistons knocked off Milwaukee 98-91. CKLW, first in the Motor City with 2020 news.
Call it the law of diminishing returns. These days, given one paycheck and the normal amount of bills, and that paycheck may disappear long before the bills do. You can juggle the two, sure. But when some unexpected bill comes along and throws everything out of balance, what do? Well, every year, over 2.5 million people turn to Household Finance. And usually, it's to talk about what we call our bill payer loan. That's the loan that may clear up all those bills at once and leave you with just one sensible monthly payment to HFC. Household Finance, an equal opportunity lender.
Never borrow money needlessly, but when you need to borrow, you get more than money at HFC.
Household Finance, you can borrow up to $1,500 and choose from a wide variety of repayment plans. HFC has 37 offices in the Detroit area. Also offices in all major cities in Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. See your phone book for addresses. Don't let the excitement of the season make you careless in driving and walking. Celebrate in safety. Don't get sidelined because of an accident. Motor City weather. Traveler's advisory has been posted. Snow flurries through tomorrow. High today, 23. Low tonight, 6 above. And colder New Year's Day. The current temperature, 21 degrees. Sarnia, 17. Cleveland, 28. Toledo 18. For 2020 News, this is Byron McGregor.
CKLW, your good buddy Mickey Shore for Dave Shaver, taking it for Volio on New Year's Eve. You better too. From Billy Jack, here's a tin soldier.
Listen, children, to a story that was written long ago. A kingdom on the mountain and the valley both below. On the mountain was a treasure buried deep beneath the stone, and the valley people swore they'd have it for their very own. Go ahead and meet your neighbor. Tin soldier rides away. So the people of the valley sent a message up the hill, asking for the buried treasure, tons of gold for which they kill. Came an answer from the kingdom, with our brothers we will share all the secrets of our mountain, all the riches.
Mount your horses, draw your sword, and they kill the mountain people.
tin soldier rides away.
The Big 8, CKLW. All hits, all the time.